Hello, this is Rich Green, and welcome to Peak Performer Tips. This podcast is designed for people that are looking to live richer, more rewarding lives. If this is you, you'll enjoy the bits of information and wisdom contained here that are sure to make your day and your life happier. Remember, in order for things to change, you must change. The title of this podcast today is Hurry Up and Slow Down. This podcast should probably be called The Importance of Planning, but the title is more descriptive of what actually happens when someone engages in a project. Sadly, oftentimes, very little planning occurs. People are usually so anxious to get going that they dive right in with no regard to where they want to end up. Everyone knows that if you want to be an accomplished person, or as I like to call them, a peak performer, you need to set goals and make a plan. Most people are pretty good at deciding they want to do something, and they call that a goal. But unfortunately, a goal without a plan is nothing more than a wish. I've written a lot about time management and goal setting, and when it comes down to it, there's just no replacement for good planning. I know of a software company whose chief architect has verbally stated his plan for a big version upgrade. This would be the mother of all upgrades, and everyone would want it, or so he thinks. The problem is that he made that statement 4 years earlier, and there's no end in sight to how much new coding he thinks will make it better. They call this feature creep in the industry. He may have a mental plan of where this new upgrade will go. Better yet, he may even have a written plan that he keeps to himself. But unfortunately, a private written plan is still little better than a wish. When it's public, your peers will keep you honest, and they can be a great help in keeping you on track. Planning is the most important part of the formula that we call time management. There are three reasons why people fail to create plans, and probably the number one reason most people don't like to plan is that it takes time. The biggest excuse is that they don't have time to plan, or things change too much to plan. But that thinking is significantly flawed. If the person took the time to slow down and plan, they'd find that they would be more productive in the execution phase of what they wanted to accomplish than without a plan. In fact, research shows that for every 1 minute you spend in planning, you gain 10 minutes in execution. So let's see, 1 minute equals 10 minutes. If I did 10 minutes of planning, that would be an hour and 40 minutes of time saving in execution. Let's put this formula in perspective. If you could just gain an extra half an hour a day through effective time management, you would have 22 more days available to you per year. Now, of course, the more complex the project, the more detailed the plan, and the longer it takes to create, but who cares if you can achieve super productivity? The second biggest reason that people don't create plans is that they are afraid to fail in keeping their timelines. But if you don't set a timeline goal, you're likely to wander aimlessly like that fellow in his software upgrade. It is this fear of failure that cripples many from taking this important step. It is far too common for people to be influenced by others who think that their goals are unrealistic or too aggressive. Their minds automatically shift towards failure instead of visualizing success. They protect themselves by keeping their goals or plans secret, or they don't build a plan because if you don't have a plan, you can't fail. This thinking is foolhardy as trying to drive someplace you've never been before without consulting a map or GPS. Finally, the third reason people fail to plan is that they're just lazy. They think that cutting corners is going to get them to the finish line faster. There's not much you can do about the lazy person, but the other two reasons are easier to rectify. In addition to being more productive, planning can also have some other fringe benefits. Your stress level can become reduced. You're less likely to suffer from insomnia. you wake up in the morning with a purpose. You can enjoy your family time more. And finally, you eliminate the decision dilemma, which is, what do I do next? So hurry up and slow down. Make a plan for yourself and become more successful. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have an idea or you'd like to see a particular topic covered in Peak Performer Tips, just send me an email. My personal email address is rich@richgreen.me. Until next time, I hope you have a great day and an even better tomorrow.